It's Monday, April 4th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. After 12 difficult days of healing in Brussels, Belgium, Zaventem Airport partially opened yesterday. The physical and emotional devastation still lingers from the suicide bombings that killed 32 and wounded hundreds. Now, new security measures are in place to screen potential dangers in the parking areas. A third suspect has been charged in connection with the attack, and authorities say he is linked to the Paris attack as well. On September 11, 2001, the day terrorists took down the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association formed the Rapid Response Team to comfort the hurting. Chaplains with the group are working in Brussels now as they were in Paris and other locations since then. The Worldview spoke to the Graham Rapid Response Team member, Jeff Naber. He said people are still filled with fear, certain more attacks are coming. He asked for prayer as they share the gospel and even make converts among the hurting.
In fact, today was the first day that we had church members on the street ministering to people side by side with our chaplains. That's what we want. That's like the high watermark for us. That shows us that things are really clicking as far as spiritually in engaging the churches. We don't come to this community in Brussels to tell the churches how to do this or what to do. We come to support the churches.
Franklin Graham, who leads the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, made his 13th out of 50 stops in U.S. capitals. Thousands of the faithful joined him at the State House in Sacramento, California, and a handful of homosexuals offered a feeble counter-protest demanding their so-called rights for men and women to use the restrooms of their choice, regardless of gender. Graham